This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House Democrats say that U.S. President Donald Trump betrayed the nation with his actions toward Ukraine, unveiling two articles of impeachment against him. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
House Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler says a president's given the highest public trust, and when that's betrayed,
he endangers the Constitution, he endangers our democracy, and he endangers our national security.
Nadler and others say the president abused his power and then obstructed Congress, with both meriting removing him from office. Republicans remain behind him.
They're not impeaching the president because they can list an impeachable offense.
Minority Whip Steve Scalise says Democrats simply want the president gone before the next election because they can't beat him.
That's the abuse of power.
A full House vote on the articles is expected by Christmas, followed by a trial in a GOP-controlled Senate, which is unlikely to convict the president. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Six tourists are now confirmed dead as a result of the volcanic eruption on New Zealand's White Island Monday. New Zealand police say the latest victim died Tuesday night. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says that rescuers hope to reach the island on Wednesday, but she does not expect any more survivors.
The Police Eagle helicopter, rescue helicopter and NZDF aircraft have undertaken a number of aerial reconnaissance flights over the island since the eruption. No signs of life have been seen at any point.
31 people were injured in the eruption, some of them seriously. Al-Shabaab militants attacked an upscale Mogadishu hotel Tuesday, causing an unknown number of casualties. Somali police and security forces cordoned off the hotel as they attempted to flush out the attackers. President Trump is criticizing the FBI director, Christopher Wray, a day after the